Court documents detail sexual misconduct allegations against a baseball coach involving students at a Pittsfield, Massachusetts high school. A warning to listeners that this story contains details some listeners will find disturbing. The state's case against Scott Nimmons, 36, identifies two victims and three distinct charges: two counts of obscene matter to minor, one of child and nude lascivious pose or exhibit, and one of trafficking of person under 18 for sexual servitude. The date of offenses for the charges is listed as June 13, 2020. Nimmons was arraigned in Central Berkshire District Court on Thursday. Neither he nor his attorney immediately responded to requests for comment by WAMC. In the documents, Pittsfield Police Department Detective Timothy Koenig explains that the obscene matter to minor charges relate to Nimmons sending obscene matter to the two victims. The child and nude lascivious pose or exhibit charge is connected to Nimmons soliciting or enticing nude pictures of one of the victims. And the trafficking of person under 18 for sexual servitude relates to Nimmons offering alcohol and marijuana to the minors in exchange for explicit images. Evidence related to the case includes surveillance video, phone data, and Snapchat records. Police reports say Nimmons, who was identified as a JV baseball coach at Taconic High School in 2019 in the report, reached out to one student at the school over Snapchat this spring to hang out at his house. The student, who first informed Taconic staff of the incident on June 9th, says she told him she was a student before going to his home to smoke marijuana without anything physical occurring between the two. After that, the unnamed student says Nimmons began sending her explicit videos and images over Snapchat and iMessage, of which the student claims to possess a screenshot, offering her alcohol and drugs to return her own. The student also allegedly possesses one communication of Nimmons telling her not to tell anyone about the exchanges. The report contains allegations from the parent of the victim's friend that sexual interactions had occurred, and says that there is video evidence corroborating those claims, consisting of Nimmons dropping off the victim at her parents' house. The video submitted did not confirm Nimmons' identity, but did corroborate claims that he drove a white truck, claims that were later confirmed when the police did an RMV check on Nimmons. The first alleged victim initially withdrew from participating in the investigation, but later returned to police to continue. The second alleged victim spoke to authorities in early July, identifying Nimmons as the person sending her inappropriate messages and images, saying that she understood he was doing this to other girls as well. She said the fact that other students followed Nimmons on social media had initially lowered her guard in interacting with him. Allegedly, Nimmons told her that he had seen her at the school and at baseball practices and that he was attracted to her. She reports telling him that the interactions were inappropriate given their age difference. She has a brother his age. And that Nimmons responded, their quote, was a first time for new things. She says his sexually explicit messages specifically identified her age as part of his attraction, and that she responded only in an effort to make him stop. Her report says that Nimmons visited her at her workplace, offering her a ride home repeatedly, a claim supported by video surveillance from the workplace, and at one point sent her an image of him at the bottom of her street, saying he could pick her up. Phone data collected by police from Verizon Wireless found sexual messages from Nimmons to the victim, as well as multiple references to their age difference. A video, allegedly from Nimmons' Snapchat account, shows a faceless white man masturbating. The conditions of Nimmons' pretrial release include orders to stay 300 yards away from Taconic High School and both the homes and workplaces of the two victims. It also requires him to not contact anyone under the age of 18 directly, indirectly, electronically, or over social media.
The fact that we have somebody who was an adult in a trusted position that is doing this is very, very concerning. And what we really want to make sure is that young people in our community who are brave enough to come forward know that there are adults that will stand behind them and that we take this kind of behavior seriously. It is a crime, and we will prosecute it aggressively.
Berkshire County District Attorney Andrea Harrington.
There could potentially be other victims, and we very much would like for any other people in our community who have been victimized by Mr. Nimmons to contact the Pittsfield Police Department.
The Pittsfield Public Schools released a statement Friday saying that Nimmons was not employed by the city at the time of the alleged incidents and that he was never a full-time employee at Taconic. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landis.